As women transition through menopause, it brings about a number of changes in the body, including hormonal imbalances that can impact bone health. Osteoporosis is characterized by low bone density and deterioration of bone tissue. With declining estrogen levels, women become more susceptible to bone loss, leading to an increased risk of fractures and other complications associated with osteoporosis. On today's show, I'll share several key strategies that you can adopt right now to maintain healthy bones during menopause and beyond. So, friend, if you're ready to learn about preventative approaches that will strengthen you from the inside out, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Hey friend, get ready for an extraordinary surprise. In just a few short weeks, brace yourself for an exclusive unveiling of a game-changing women's health program that will leave you thrilled and utterly transformed. Stay tuned for the big reveal that promises to elevate your well-being in ways that you never imagined. As part of my wellness plan, one of the things that I do every year is complete my annual physical, which includes thorough blood work. This helps me to identify where there may be deficiencies. One year, I remember that my blood work showed that my vitamin D levels were extremely low. And because of my low levels, I was experiencing pain in my muscles, my back, neck, as well as my legs. And some mornings, the pain was extremely unbearable. This was around the time that I began my journey of recovering my health after being diagnosed with arthritis as well as degenerative disc disease. And so taking care of my joints and my bones became a top priority. And our bones are living tissues that give our bodies the shape that we need. Our bones store crucial minerals as well as protect vital organs and helps us to move about in the world. And as we're aging, the lack of proper nutrition can compromise our bone structure. And as we're transitioning through menopause, we need specific vitamins as well as minerals to help maintain healthy bones. And so providing healthy support for our bones is imperative for a healthy life. And after I began nourishing my bones, I experienced less body aches and pains. I improved my mobility as well as renewed my strength. So how does osteoporosis occur? Well, during menopause, our ovaries gradually decrease the production of estrogen. And this hormone is crucial for maintaining bone density. And as estrogen levels decline, bone resorption, or the breakdown of bone tissue, can outpace bone formation, which leads to a decrease in bone mass and strength. And this imbalance sets the stage for osteoporosis, making bones more porous and susceptible to fractures, particularly in the hips, the spine, as well as wrists. Osteoporosis is often referred to as a silent disease because it typically progresses without noticeable symptoms until a fracture occurs. However, there are some signs and symptoms that are associated with osteoporosis that you may experience, and I'll share some of those symptoms with you. One of those being back pain. This is the most common symptom of osteoporosis, particularly because it's caused by compression fractures in the spine. And these fractures can occur without a significant injury and can lead to gradual onset of back pain, loss of height, as well as stooped posture. Another symptom is loss of height. The compression fractures in the spine can cause the vertebrae to collapse, leading to a decrease in height over time. Another symptom is fractures. Women with osteoporosis are at a higher risk of fractures, especially in the hips, the spine, and the wrists, and these fractures can occur from minor trauma or even simple actions like bending forward or lifting. Another symptom is bone pain, and in most cases, osteoporosis may cause generalized bone pain, particularly in areas that are prone to fractures. You may also notice weakened grip strength. Osteoporosis can affect the bones in the hands as well as the wrists, leading to a decrease in grip strength. Another symptom is brittle nails. Although this is less common, some women with osteoporosis may notice changes in their nails, such as increased brittleness or slow growth. And the last symptom is receding gums. Osteoporosis may affect the jawbone, which leads to receding gums and tooth loss. Now, it's important to note that these symptoms are not exclusive to osteoporosis, and they can be caused by other conditions as well. And if you're experiencing any of these symptoms or have risk factors for osteoporosis, such as menopause or a family history of the disease or long-term use of certain medications like steroids, it's important that you consult with your healthcare professional for proper evaluation and management, because early detection and treatment can help to prevent those fractures and minimize the impact of osteoporosis on overall health and your quality of life. And so now that we have an understanding of osteoporosis and how it affects our bone health, I'll share 7 key strategies that I personally use to strengthen and maintain my bone health. The first thing that I had to do is I had to take a look at my nutrition. And nutrition is essential because a balanced diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D is essential for our bone health. Calcium is a building block of bone tissue, while vitamin D helps the body absorb calcium efficiently. And so dairy products, leafy greens, as well as fortified foods can help to meet your calcium needs. You can eat vitamin D-rich foods such as fatty fish like salmon and trout, mackerel, as well as tuna. You can also take cod liver oil, and this is something that I practice daily. You can also enjoy egg yolks, fortified foods like milk, orange juice, yogurt, and cereals, beef liver, cheese, and even mushrooms such as shiitake are known to be rich in vitamin D. And so these foods can help to supplement your vitamin D intake, especially if you're not getting enough sunlight exposure, which leads to the second thing that you can do to help strengthen your bones, which is sunlight exposure. Vitamin D can be obtained through sunlight exposure, which is your best source of vitamin D. And the sun's ultraviolet B rays hit the cholesterol in our skin cells and provide the energy for vitamin D synthesis to occur. And so you're nourishing your blood cells with the healing benefits of the sun. And one of the things that I love about living in New Jersey is that it has amazing beaches, it has endless trails, beautiful parks, so that I can experience the beauty of nature. And at the same time, I'm getting vitamin D that my body needs to nourish my bones. And so I make a habit of getting out into the sunlight just about every single day. The fourth strategy that I had to implement was making lifestyle modifications. And for me, this had to do with sugar intake. I had to avoid unhealthy habits like overindulging in sugary drinks because this was essential for preserving my bone health. I didn't realize that excessive sugar intake was impairing my bone formation and increasing my risk for fractures. And so I had to do away with those drinks containing that high fructose corn syrup that was damaging my bone health. The fifth strategy that I implemented was bone density screening. And regular bone density tests, such as the dual energy X-ray absorptiometry or DEXA scans, help to assess bone health and detect signs of osteoporosis early on. And you can talk to your primary care doctor or your nurse practitioner to request this test. And when I had my test done, my doctor reviewed my results with me and showed me areas where my bones were being impacted. And this screening helped me to tailor interventions and treatments to prevent fractures and other complications that are associated with advanced osteoporosis. The fifth strategy had to do with hormone therapy. Now, for women who are at high risk of osteoporosis and experiencing severe menopausal symptoms, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, which is a plant-based hormone therapy treatment, may be recommended to alleviate your symptoms as well as protect bone health. And if you'd like to know more about bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, you can listen to podcast episode 185, where I discuss the difference between traditional hormone replacement therapy and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. The sixth strategy that I implemented was supplementation. As I shared earlier, I take cod liver oil daily. And I also use another supplement that is specific to bone health. When it comes to supplementation, you want to make sure that you're taking a high-quality supplement. And the ingredients in most bone health formulas can begin working within 1 to 2 months, which will allow you to return to physical activities, which helps to further strengthen your bones. However, it can take a little more time to accelerate your body's natural bone renewal cycle and provide maximum protection against bone density loss. Research shows that 6 months of daily use helps to significantly increase the likelihood of lasting improvement. And so here's what a reasonable timeline to expect when using supplementation. Within months 1 and 2, as your bones begin to strengthen, you may notice less discomfort, which will allow you to engage in activities that you couldn't previously do, such as demanding household chores or spending more time with your grandchildren, running around with them, or taking walks that you couldn't take before. In months 3 to 6, you may notice feeling stronger, healthier, more confident in the strength and density of your bones, which will encourage you to go out for fast-paced walks, hikes, or even bike rides. In month 6 and beyond, this is when peak bone support is reached. And the results of your latest DEXA bone scan can help you to see the improvements that are being made and motivate you to further strengthen your bones. For best results, you always want to make sure that you are focusing on consistency. And adding an effective bone support supplement to your daily routine for at least 6 months is necessary because each dose builds on the benefits of the last. An excellent bone supplement has 5 key ingredients. They are calcium, magnesium, boron, vitamin D3, and K2. And I'll share the importance of each of these ingredients. Calcium is the most essential building block of healthy bones because it provides our skeleton's underlying strength and structure. It's best to take low to moderate doses of calcium in a highly bioavailable form, meaning that it's able to properly absorb within the body. Magnesium is key for the proper function of a number of biological processes, with 60% of the human body's supply contained within our bones. And researchers have found that there is a clear link between higher magnesium intake and increased bone density, and this mineral plays a crucial role in balancing the body's supply of calcium and ensures its optimal absorption into our bones. Boron is naturally found in foods such as our leafy green vegetables, and it is an essential catalyst for bone mineralization. By ensuring the absorption of magnesium while also improving the body's ability to retain calcium in the bones, boron plays an important role in maintaining optimal bone density and mineral content. Vitamin D, which is produced by the body when it is exposed to the sun, is required for the absorption of calcium in the bones. Now, in the past, people spent more time outdoors in the sun, and our modern indoor lifestyles deprive the body of this bone-strengthening compound. Now, while vitamin D supplements are popular and effective, nearly 50% of women are still deficient. If you are shopping for or looking for vitamin D, vitamin D3 is the most active and bioavailable form of vitamin D. The final ingredient is vitamin K. By activating proteins that help form and mineralize bone, vitamin K plays a pivotal role in the body's natural bone remodeling cycle. It's also crucial for the regulation of blood calcium levels, directing the mineral away from soft tissues and into the bones. Vitamin K2 has been shown to have a greater impact on bone density. One supplement that I take for my bone health, and I also recommend this to my clients, is Unicity's Bone Fortify. And this supplement not only contains all 5 of the ingredients that I just shared, but it also includes 72 trace minerals for additional nourishment for your bones and to support many of the body's functions. Bone Fortify provides a multi-layered approach to your bone health, and it helps to give your bones the best support possible. That's because it has a unique blend of that calcium, vitamin D3, vitamin K2, the magnesium, and the boron. And it is a delicious powdered mixed drink. It's specifically formulated to support the body's natural processes responsible for overall bone health. The thing that I enjoy about Bone Fortify is that it includes all of the nutrients that my bones and my body needs. I don't have to go out and buy 5 or more supplements. It's an all-in-one solution to improve your bone health. It is the perfect supplement that's easy and delicious to take. It absorbs quickly into the bloodstream because it comes in powdered form. And if you'd like to know more about Bone Fortify or add it to your health regimen, I'm going to include the link in today's show notes. The 7th and the final strategy is that I had to examine my spiritual state. You may be wondering, what does my bone health have to do with my spiritual state? Well, there are over 84 verses of scripture about bones found in 29 books of the Bible. And so bone pain can very well be related to something that you may be harboring in your heart emotionally that has not been addressed spiritually. Throughout the Old and the New Testament, there are always two things that go together. That is forgiveness and healing for the body. Where you see one, you see the other. And I want to share a few scriptures that highlight this. In Psalm chapter 32, verse number 3, David wrote, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long." In Job chapter 30, verse 17, he said, "My bones are pierced in me in the night season, and my sinews take no rest." Now, both of these men were going through some dark times in their lives emotionally. And it is interesting that the emotional state that they were in caused pain within their bones. Now, the scriptures also tell us that experiencing healing in our bones is a promise from God. In Psalm 103, verse 3, it says that he forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30, it says, "For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones." So what can we do to help our bones? The scriptures offer a few prescriptions. Proverbs 3:8 says that we are to depart from evil because it is good for the bones. So that means in the words that we speak, in the things that we are thinking, in our actions, that we are to depart from evil. Proverbs 15:30 says that good news is good for the bones. And so this is a great reason to stay out of arguments, to stay away from strife. And the question to ask yourself is, would you rather be healthy or have the last word? Isaiah 58, verses 10 through 11, tells us that we are to serve the needy and the oppressed, that we are to do good to these individuals. Because if we are helping the poor, God will bless us with health and nourish our bones. And so this is a great reason to avoid selfishness by being selfless, by giving our service to others. Isaiah 58, verse 11 says, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And you will be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not." And so one of the things that I often say is that our bodies have a language and they are always speaking. So friend, what are your bones telling you? Like David, is there unconfessed sin? If so, we have to come before the Lord and repent of this. Or maybe we're like Job. Is there some fear that you have in your life? The scriptures remind us that perfect love casts out all fear. Are you experiencing depression? God reminds us that he gives us peace according to Philippians 4 and 4. Or are you grieving? Are you in sorrow? Then we have to ask God to help us to learn how to rejoice. Or are you living in shame? We have to learn how to forgive. Or are you being eaten up with envy, jealousy, or anger, or bitterness? And if so, we have to look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We must learn to know that God knows what is best for us and to be thankful. And so these are seven strategies that I practice in my life regularly. I not only look at the physical things that I must do to take care of the physical part of my temple, of my body, but I also have to do some inward work and to look at myself emotionally and any spiritual factors that could be impacting my bone health. And from personal experience, I know, I understand that it can be challenging when you are in pain and you're not able to do the things that you love, that you enjoy every day, whether that's taking a walk, whether that's playing with your grandchildren, whether it's exercising regularly, or even opening up a jar or getting a good night's rest because your body is in pain. Well, God has designed our bodies in such a way that when we give our bodies what it needs, it has the divine ability to heal itself. And as I shared earlier, our bones are living tissues and they must be nourished. And so I just want you to think about yourself for a moment. What would it mean to you if you could wake up in the morning and be pain-free? Or what would it feel like to complete that hike that you've always wanted to take but couldn't because you were in pain? Or even finish a 5K or even a half marathon? Or imagine the freedom that you would feel if you let go of the emotional pain that you've been harboring against someone and fully turn it over to Jesus. I've learned that by taking care of our bones, that it cannot just be done through a physical or a natural approach, but there's also a spiritual component to it as well. And so if you are experiencing bone pain or challenges, it's not too late to recover and repair your bone health, because going through menopause does not mean that you have to put your life on pause. It just means that we have to do life differently and provide our body with what it needs to stay strong and healthy. And so I hope that you were blessed by the show today, or that you learned something new. And if you did, I would love to hear about it. You can leave me a message via Spotify. Or if there's a topic that you'd like to hear on the show, you can send me an email by clicking on the contact me in today's show notes. Be sure to like, share, leave a review, or subscribe to the show to receive notifications on all of the latest content. So let's wrap it all up. Osteoporosis in menopause is a significant health concern that can impact quality of life and increase the risk of fractures and other complications. However, by adopting a proactive approach to bone health through nutrition, exercise, lifestyle modifications, regular screenings when necessary, medical interventions, and prayerful reflection for emotional healing, you can minimize the effects of bone loss and maintain strong, healthy bones well into your postmenopausal years. It's never too late to start prioritizing your bone health, and the choices that you make during menopause can have a profound impact on long-term bone strength and overall well-being. I'll leave you with Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1-7. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone.
Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.